John, MMORPG.com's voice on the internet. My name is John Wood. We have a very special show for you this week. As you may or may not know, we've just got back from Los Angeles at E3, which was a great time for all of us. We managed to come back with not just some great articles for MMORPG.com, we've also managed to come away with some excellent, excellent interviews for the Game On podcast, which is very exciting to all of you, I know. So we're going to, this time around, we're going to highlight an interview that Mike managed to grab with Jeremy from Pure Ownage. We also are going to take you down to the floor at the Eek Focus party, which was held on Tuesday night of the week of E3, and some great interviews we got from that. So I won't waste any more of your time. I'm just going to send you right into it.
Hi, this is Michael from Game On at MMORPG.com. I actually am on the E3 floor right now, and I ran into Jeremy from Pure Ownage.
What's up, noobs?
Oh man, this guy is always talking to the listeners like that. Okay, so Jeremy, what brought you to E3, man?
Oh, you know, I've always kind of wanted to come here since I was a little kid. It was always like my dream. This is Disneyland to a gamer, you know, to see all this up close. And so, you know, this year we thought we might actually get in if we asked, and we did. And they said it was cool. I guess they really wanted to meet the owner. I mean, who else should be here to play all these games first, right? So yeah, we came on down with the remainder of the hair money. And it's been a blast. It's incredible. You know, all these devs, all these people in the business all watch the show. So, you know, we've had a lot of behind the closed doors kind of stuff, a lot of special treatment that, you know, we probably wouldn't have gotten if I didn't known so much.
All right, man. Do you see any good RTS games you're looking at playing at? Or?
Oh, yeah, I saw a few. I was just checking out World of Conflict, talking to a dev about that, and, you know, Supreme Commander and... But mostly the CNC3 guys, Command Conquer 3, which are coming out in like 2007. Those guys are all real big fans of the show. And, you know, I'm a pretty big fan of CNC, so it was really cool to meet each other. And I got to hang out with a lot of those guys, the lead designer, lead producer, and executive producer, and all these guys, the PR people. And so they showed me all these behind closed doors stuff, and I think they told me some stuff they weren't even supposed to tell me just because they got so excited to meet me. And so I'm, you know, I'm really excited about that because that could just be a super great game. But then again, you know, it's EA, so I think the fans know how I feel about that. So it's a tough call, you know.
Cool, man. So, did you get to meet any girls, or are the girls just falling over around here in E3, or?
No, I mean, I tried to pick up a lot of these booth babes, but surprisingly, they're not really fans of the show, so they didn't really appreciate just how much I own. But I figure next year, maybe the year after, they'll finally start to come around, and you know, maybe then they'll actually come back to my hotel and play some games with me, you know.
That was just a brief 2.5 minute little teaser there. Next week, tune into MMORPG.com's Game On. You'll have the full 10-minute interview with Jeremy from Pure Ownage.
This is Michael Hampton. I'm here with John Wood. We're MRPG.com, and we're podcasting to you from the eFocus party. And let me tell you, this is a great party. Don't you think, John?
Yeah, this is lots of people here. The Chronicles of Spellborn are here. Club Never Die from Project Entropia is here. Now, we are going to talk, in this podcast, we're going to talk to the Global Gaming League. Some of you might remember last time we talked about the idea of video games as a spectator sport, people watching. We found people here at the eFocus party that do just that. So we're going to go and talk to them. What else have we got?
Well, I told John that he was crazy when he thought that was a spectator sport, but tonight these guys are going to tell me why I'm wrong, and hopefully, you know, they'll for their sake, that I will be wrong. And we're also going to be talking to the world's first internet diva. She works at Club Never Die in the universe of Entropia, and we're going to be having an exclusive interview with her. First time on MRG.com, first time on any website she's going to get interviewed. It's going to be fantastic.
So here we go. We hope you enjoy this special E3 edition of Game On. Keep a listen on. Enjoy the show.
Everybody, we're here live with Ted Owen. He works with the GDL, and John Wood's with us too. So can you tell us a little bit of the GDL for people that don't know anything about it?
You know, we've become the largest community of video gamers in the world. So we got over 6 million unique visitors, all turning a couple hundred million page views and growing really exponentially per quarter. We allow these guys to kind of group up, organize themselves into buddy lists, and then we allow them to connect and play video games with each other on the PC, where we exist as a brand on Xbox as well, and we help them organize some of their live tournaments. So
one of the things that we were talking about on our last episode of Game On, we were talking about the idea of video games as a spectator sport, as something people might want to watch and build that way. We understand that's something that you guys do as well. You facilitate that. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, there's no question. You know, and I think that there's as a spectator sport for the pro world level, I think that's coming, and certainly in other parts of the world that exists. But in this country, I think we're a little bit further behind on that. So the approach that we've taken is let's marry sort of stars and particularly hip-hop stars like Snoop Dogg, and organize them to play matches and stream those through the internet, do play-by-play calling, sort of create backstories on it. And then at the end of each week, when these guys finish competing through HHGL.com, you know, we'll create sort of ESPN SportsCenter best sort of trash talk, best comeback. And we've been lucky enough that that's resonated in this country, and MTV's picked up the full coverage of this, and they've been promoting us for the last 6 weeks, and they're filming an hour-long special on May 13th for the finals of HHGL. So in my opinion, that kind of stuff works in the United States. I think the spectator sport for the pro level is coming. It hasn't fully developed here yet.
Awesome. Can you tell us what kind of games you guys are usually involved in?
Across the board, and it's across every platform and across every game, and we really let our community dictate what games they want to play and what platforms they want to get on. So, you know, we're independent, we're agnostic, we're not picking any sides. Most of the pros play Counter-Strike and Quake, and most of the, you know, the guys who are just out there casually playing games are playing Madden Football and 2K Sports and a lot of the other sports games. So I think it's across the board.
Cool.
So we're obviously from MMORPG.com. We're wondering, do you have any MMO plans in the future for this kind of event as opposed to, I mean, it naturally lends itself to first-person shooters and to sports games. What about MMOs? Do you think that has anything to offer for this, for what you do?
Without question. You know, so we got Marcus, DJ Wheat Graham, you guys might know him. He's the guy that's sort of the John Madden of play-by-play action calling for video games. But what he's doing now and what we're doing is creating content. One of the shows is based on just massively multiplayer online role-play games. So we think they provide the best content in terms of a video show and an audio show because they've got the best storylines on an individual player basis. So MMORPGs are definitely a big part of our future and a big part, an increasing part of our base. So.
Okay, I'm a player. I like playing games. I think I'm awesome at games. How do I get involved in the Global Gaming League?
All you need to do is go to ggl.com, sign up, and start playing, and organize yourselves into buddy lists. And if you're any good at Madden Football, join me, man. I'll play and kick your ass at it.
All right. Okay, great. This is Michael Hampton and John Wood. We're with Ted Owen of the Global Gaming League here live from the Flower Party at eFocus.
Take care, guys.
Take care, man. Have fun.
Bye. So this is John and Michael here from we're at the eFocus party. Say hi, John.
Hello, everybody from the eFocus party.
This is a great party. There's a lot of people here. We're here with the Never Die booth, and we're here with the world's first internet diva. Can you tell us your name and all about yourself?
Hello, hello. My name is Cherry London, and I am, yes, the first lady of Club Never Die, and I'm the first diva. Yes, singer, entertainer, performer.
How does that feel? Is that like a good thing? How did you get into that?
Well, actually, I mean, it's very interesting. I'm still kind of grasping it myself, but I kind of got into it because I wrote and sang the theme song for Club Never Die and Project Entropia, and it just kind of started out as me just being the vocalist and just, you know, being a part of that. So like, okay, now they want me to be the first actual performer that's going to perform inside Club Never Die once they start having live acts.
Okay.
So, I mean, that is something actually, I mean, that's going to be great because that is going to be a part of history, you know, and so, I mean, something like that has never happened, and it's going to make a new wave of being able to have the labels and new artists. artists and existing artists to market their music and, you know, launch, you know, albums and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's a great new way for the future.
Very cool. So, were you at all involved in, like, online communities or games before you started this, or?
No, actually, I was just, you know, I mean, I wasn't really into games at all.
Okay.
And the only thing I really would stay online doing is kind of like MySpace. But with Club Never Die and Project Entropia, it's kind of like more interactive. You know, I call it my interactive MySpace because it's like I can invite my friends on there and we have avatars and we can go to the mall and actually go shopping for our avatars. It's like, you know, it's a real virtual world. I mean, it's like the world, but online. So, cool.
Excellent. So what's next for you and for Never Die?
Well, for me, after this, well, I'm waiting for the launch of, you know, the performing in Club Never Die. So that's going to be grandioso for me. And then, I mean, I'm working on an album right now, so I'll be able to promote that album and possibly go further. With Club Never Die, it's actually enabled me to reach a wide audience, which, you know, I hadn't, you know, as a startup artist, you're not really able to do, you know? It has put my music in front of people all over the world, not in just one concentrated area.
Right.
So, I mean, that's what every starving artist wants, you know? So I'm very privileged and I'm very blessed to be a part of Club Never Die, and I have to say thank you to them because I don't know actually where I would have gotten my start. I mean, of course, I probably would have started somewhere else, but, you know, I mean, I would love, this is going to be, like I said, it's going to be a part of history.
It's a big deal.
Yes.
Very cool. John, do you have any questions for?
Yeah, can you tell maybe some of our listeners that aren't familiar with Project Entropia, just what goes in? I mean, you're talking about performing live in a virtual club. How do they accomplish that exactly and you know, maintain a good sound?
Oh, well, actually, they're implementing they're implementing a system inside the club that's going to have 7 different stations, but it's going to be actually being able to be streamed from a live radio station and, like, you know, real equipment that has great, you know, quality of sound. So, I mean, the equipment that they're putting together and the software that they're putting in here for the sound and the clubs and the performances is like nothing that has ever happened before. That's actually why it's taken so long. They've been working on it for almost a year now.
Right.
And it takes a lot of time to, you know, create something like this.
Yeah.
So I would imagine actually it's going to be amazing because the music they have right now is not even close to what they're going to have once they start having live performances, and the music they have now is really good.
Cool.
You know, so.
All right.
So how does it compare to, I mean, obviously you're an artist yourself.
Yeah.
How does it compare to performing, you know, at a real life club as opposed to, say, a virtual club? How does that affect you, like, the difference?
Well, there is definitely a major difference because I'm the type of performer that really loves to put on a show. Stage is really my life. That's where my passion is, being on stage and having contact with people, you know, so it kind of detracts from that side that I really love to do, but at the same time, I have an audience, you know, people who want to see me, who wants to hear my voice. So it's like, you know, when you have that as an artist, you know, when you don't have a big label backing you, that is joy within itself. You know, so yes, I love performing live, me as Cherry London, but my avatar Sheba is just gonna love it even more.
All right, great. That's Cherry London, the world's first internet diva. You heard it here first on AmorV.com, and thank you very much, Cherry.
Thank you, guys.
And that's all the time we have for this edition of Game On. We'd like to thank, as always, the band Gherkin for their wonderful intro music they provide to us. We'd like to thank Sly and Argo for the bumper music you get in between segments. And we'd like to thank, from this episode, Jeremy from Pure Ownage, Ted Owens from the Global Gaming League, and Cherry London. We hope to see you next time on Game On.